Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, we're talking about setting the stage for the coming Antichrist. It's culminating, ladies and gentlemen, in the future world leader that will step on the scenes, known biblically as the Antichrist, that will be able to control life and living for every human being on the face of the globe. And some of those things we're talking about today, and it fulfills what's found in particular in Revelation, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 18, with the Antichrist demonically controlled, demonically empowered, satanically empowered to carry out the task. But it will bring about what the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party is wanting to do today with what would seem to be a utopian form of government. Part of that plan, as I see it eschatologically speaking, is with the COVID vaccination. Don't know where it's going in particular, but I do believe there will ultimately be a global requirement for a COVID pass. I believe ultimately there will be some way in some fashion that COVID pass, that COVID vaccination will include a mark that will allow every individual to be traced and followed, know who you are, where you are, and what is taking place, notwithstanding all of the harm and the danger that has taken place today. We're talking with Greg, one of our sons. Greg is on the line, and Greg lives up in the southern tip of heaven, as he calls it, up in Tennessee. And I'm thankful that he's taken time to join us on the broadcast today as we talk about these issues. Greg, part and parcel of the setting the stage, I believe, is the COVID pass. And we'll get back to that in a moment. But before the break, you were talking about something with the government intervention and government control over activities and people. Talk about that a little more.
Well, as I was saying, Becky Gerritsen kind of blew the whistle on what was taking place. And this is circa 2013. You've got the Democrat apparatchiks within the Obama administration using the tools of government to suppress conservative speech, Christian speech, constitutional speech, and education that would surround any of those styles or any of those preferences. But it's free speech, understand. Free speech, religious speech, freedom of the press, those things that are First Amendment privilege, First Amendment rights that the government is to secure and protect. And instead of securing and protecting, they went on the full-blown assault during the Obama years using the agencies of government. And Becky Gerritsen, with her filing with the IRS for 501c4 designation as an educational institution, she had a long – by the way, folks, you can go to my Facebook page. You can open up the video now. You can go to YouTube, open up the video. It's 7 or 8 minutes, her testimony before Congress. I should say her opening statement before Congress. But listen to this woman. Listen to this woman, because what she's saying then is taking place today again on steroids. It never ceased. It never stopped. During 4 years of Trump, they may have been slowed down because Trump was unwilling to fold to their pressure. But as she stated, government, this is her word, government, you have forgotten your place. You have forgotten your place. The brokenness in her voice. Listen, folks, for 7 minutes, you hear a heart poured out, a broken heart for this nation. But these folks at the IRS, they weren't willing to just give out that not-for-profit designation. Now, over 300 Tea Party groups had their designations withheld. They wanted to use their power and strong-arm information out of her that they could use politically, I believe. They wanted the donor list, the contribution amounts, and who are the donors. They wanted volunteer lists. They wanted to know if the volunteers had ever been involved in political activities, if they were running for office, had run for office, or had any plans to run for office. They wanted the speeches of folks that spoke before the organization and the transcripts. They wanted to know every detail they could have. Now, interestingly enough, you fast forward. Today, much of that, they don't have to use the strong arm of government.
That's right, exactly.
They have willing partners, these tech oligarchs that run companies like Google and Twitter and Facebook. These folks are in harmony with and lockstep with, I don't know if they're not, you know, in bed with all the way down to a, you know, CIA, FBI, NSA type of level, but certainly they work in harmony with one another to suppress speech, to filter speech, to analyze speech. The algorithms that they have put in place are very much, I'll say this because I think we're headed this direction, very much godlike in that it's almost an omnipresence. And this is the kind of power, this is the kind of power we'll see out of an Antichrist, with his being able to see and know so many things and control so many things. If you cross the fact checkers at Facebook, you may find yourself in Facebook prison. That's a big joke. That's a big joke, you know, on the internet today, but it's a reality. They will shut you down. They have shut down Donald Trump, but they shut down conservative speech every single day. So the notion that a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, things are going to get better, I don't think so. And I think based on the authority of the scripture, we're going to see a person come on the scene that ratchets these things up or makes full use of the apparatus that's already in place to control people.
Greg, you're exactly right, because what we see taking place through the DOJ, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General, heads up the DOJ Department of Justice, and at the behest of Joe Biden, they've developed a 32-page document. It is, I'm calling it the Domestic Terrorist Act. There's another nuance to the name. 32 pages, and it talks about what they need to do is to make sure that they eke out, find out, persecute, and prosecute any domestic terrorist actors in America. And the first smear of that, you think, well, that's good. That will make America safe. But, Greg, there are two or three things that our listeners need to understand. That was not a bill that was passed in the House and the Senate, not a bill that was debated and discussed so that there would be openness in government for we the people to know what they're doing. It's a document that was prepared by the bureaucrats in the Department of Justice, and they are saying that because of white supremacy and racism, there's a vital need for them to be able to take care of and prevent anything taking place in America. One article says, frightening prevalence, critical race theory aimed to re-engineer all of society. I'm looking at an article. A coalition of several dozen organizations ranging from the Free Black Thought and Equal Rights for All PAC and Eagle Forum of California and the U.S. Asian and Art Cultural Association released a statement condemning the critical race theory. And it goes on to talk about the critical race theory is outright Marxist. It's divisive. It's a racist theory. And it brings about legal insurrection. And it goes on with this article talking about the groups that have decided to come out, primarily black groups that are coming out in opposition to it. But the point is, Greg, that our listeners need to hear us discuss for a moment, is that they're using that as the basic reason for setting up this Department of Domestic Terrorism. And it's set up fiat. It's not by legislation. It's not by law. But as a result of that, it will allow Big Brother, the federal government, through all federal agencies, to spy on every American. This is the reason I identify it so much, as in Revelation 13, where the Antichrist will be able to spy on, will know everything about everybody in the world. But that is, this agency now, the Department of Justice, will look at every text message, every email, every telephone call, all Facebook post, all Instagram, all Twitter. Nothing will be private. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're saying, and on the basis of white supremacy and racism, the Department of Justice is saying they need to protect us. And now, Greg, I'm going to touch on this, and I want you to respond to it for our listeners to understand. They're going to use the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the United States Postal Service, mostly not aware of the fact the U.S. Postal Service has a whole litany of investigators that's listening to, monitoring all social media and reporting back to the federal government and the DOJ. So it'd be the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, United States Post Office, the NSA, all social media, all big tech, and snitches to report on anything that's done. In other words, asking neighbors, friends, relatives, neighbors, coworkers to report on you if they suspect that you are saying, doing, talking, emailing, or sending Instagram or text messages that they feel would be in some way, some fashion, against the government. And what that is saying, anything that you say that's deemed to be against the government, anything that you say that's deemed to be questioning the 2020 election, anything that will deem to consider you as anti-mask or anti-COVID vaccination, or if you voted for Donald Trump or if you support Donald Trump, everything that you buy, sell, do will be monitored and we will be tracked. This is not future tense. I want our listeners to know. This is present tense of what is happening in the United States of America. Greg, what does that sound like? What does it bode for the future of America's freedom?
Folks need to reread their Constitution. Everybody needs to reread their Bible. You know, that's the first thing. You know the truth, and the truth will set you free. However, the Constitution, you get to the Fourth Amendment, and it's, you know, it gets me because every single one of these public office holders, all these SES staff within government, they swear an oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And nearly every, you know, the system is just overrun with people that completely ignore that. But the Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. And it goes on. Here's the thing. That doesn't mean a blessed thing to these folks at the NSA or the FBI or the CIA. They believe that they're above the law. When I say that, I say that with absolute authority. When Kevin Kleinsmith committed multiple felonies and submitted false documents that he had doctored, submitted those to the FISA courts in order to get the extension of the warrant on Carter Page, he committed these felonies. It came out. It was proved he committed these felonies. Did he go to jail for 20 or 30 years like you would or I would? No. They've given him 1 year of probation, 1 year suspension on his law license. I'll tell you what, folks, if you did that, if I did that, we would be dragged out, cuffed that day, dragged out, cuffed, and we'd see the inside of the Gray Bar Motel for decades. We'd never practice law again. This entire system has proved itself corrupt. And, you know, as much as I had great angst over folks like Snowden and Julian Assange did a document. He's a WikiLeaks guy. The document that exposed the federal government for the widespread surveillance state that it has become, okay? They continue this today. They still want the fella behind bars in America. I think they'd like to kill him if they could get a hold of him. And as much as it had me anxious, upset, I mean, when this first broke, I wanted to see Julian Assange hang because I'm going, this guy's risked all. But then you delve into some of the facts and the details and you go, on the one side, he's done us a great service because he exposed the level to which government agents have turned the apparatus of surveillance against the people. They have politicized it. I mean, that's why folks like Michael Flynn were destroyed. bankrupted by the system. They're going, no, we don't like you. Why do you think they pursued and tried to destroy and continue to try to destroy Donald Trump? Because he's not part of that machine. He's not part of that system. For decades now, we've had people that are part of the system, or they use the system to their benefit. And you go back to, and it's not beating up on George Bush, but George Bush the senior, he was a CIA director, okay? He knew how the system worked. He played inside the machine. When the Clintons came on board, they were attorneys that learned how to use the machine to their benefit. And right on that, Obama put it on steroids. His administration used every agency of government to come after their perceived political foes, and it's evidence every single day. More evidence breaks of the things that took place a decade ago.
Yes,
and
Greg,
this will continue
proliferate. I'm looking at an article that touches on what you just said. Dinesh D'Souza says, FBI, this is a headline, FBI is a grave threat to our national security. Dated June 22nd of this year, famed conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza is warning that the FBI has become a grave threat to our national security. Quote, in fact, I would say the FBI now poses a greater threat to our national security than any white supremacist group, he continued. Thugs with badges are always more dangerous than thugs on the street. And he goes on to talk about what is taking place with their operation to watch and to trace and follow all American citizens. And Greg, I don't know about our listeners or what their position is, but let me repeat again for our listeners' edification. Everything on Facebook, everything on Twitter, everything on Instagram, everything on all social media, everything by way of email, everything by way of text, everything by way of telephone conversation. Big Brother, the federal government, is now listening, watching, and following every move that American citizens make. In fact, in some states, they're using aerial surveillance. Looking at one article, Greg says, does aerial surveillance violate your rights? Court issues a ruling. A federal appeals court has struck down a privately funded city program, which is in Baltimore, with the Baltimore police, were able to monitor every individual's movement on the streets throughout all daylight hours. We're on the losing end of technological revolution that has already taken hostage to computers, our phones, our finances, our entertainment, our shopping, and appliances, and now it's focused and on the site of our lives being reviewed from the air, said Constitutional Attorney John Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute, which joined other groups in the Friend of the Court brief in the case. Quote, by subjecting Americans to surveillance without their knowledge or their compliance and then storing the data for later use, the government has erected the ultimate suspect society. In such environment, there's no such thing as innocence until proven guilty. That was the constitutional attorney's statement, and he's exactly right. It'll put all American citizens in the crosshairs of being considered guilty of something if they are watching and following. And, Greg, I think that the listeners need to understand that's not just something that's hypothetical. Tucker Carlson has just experienced that himself. Here's an article that says Tucker Carlson claimed the NSA is monitoring his Fox News show as part of a plot to take him off the air. Tucker Carlson, on June 28th edition of the show, said the Fox News host claimed that the NSA is monitoring his show. He said his source tipped him off about the surveillance, but offered no proof. Carlson has long stirred fears of the intelligence agencies in America of plotting to go against the ordinary citizen. Goes on to talk about, in fact, I've got four or five articles on that. Here's another one. Tucker Carlson, NSA allegations spark calls for the agency to be defunded and investigated. Another says Tucker Carlson claims the NSA is monitoring all of his communications in an attempt to take him off the show. Another says DHS asks Americans to report potentially radicalized friends. Another one says Tucker Carlson, we've confirmed that the NSA is now spying on us. He says they're watching his emails, his text messages, his Facebook, his Instagram. He said the only way they could have known what is taking place because of the planning of a future show, they've been watching all of his text, emails, and communication electronically that now he's discovered that they're doing. Greg, should that make us concerned about Big Brother and Big Tech and what's happening to our freedoms in our nation today?
you know, on the one hand, I was thankful to see a government. Just going back to our history as a nation, you're thankful when government is seeking to identify threats and to deal with them. But identifying threats, dealing with them, must also secure your Fourth Amendment rights. That means these agencies, CIA operating outside the United States, NSA operating outside, inside, kind of upside down, these folks have more and more taken the energy that ought to be dealing with genuine threats to the homeland, genuine threats to the entire United States from abroad. They've turned it again inwardly on the citizens and politicized it to target their, again, perceived political foes. And if you don't believe that, you kind of, you know, look at Strzok and Page and the communications back and to between them. And this SES classification, the Senior Executive Service classification that we have within the federal system, these folks, under the guise of continuity of government, they find themselves untouchable. When I say that, consider the fact all of the illegalities, all of the criminality that took place in the pursuit of Donald Trump in order to destroy him, okay? If they can do that to a billionaire president of the United States, what do you think they can do to you? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, they will run you over and never think twice about it. Michael Flynn was a general, and they destroyed his life. And even when the state said, hey, we're dropping all charges, this thing was erroneously begun, and it should end today, the judge continued politically and said, hey, you know, we're gonna appoint a special prosecutor. It's never been done before. The garbage that the system will put a person through. And these things are politically driven. And unless there's a complete upset, here's the real problem, the dilemma. If there's a real upset in our intelligence communities and we bring the system to its knees in order to reestablish governance constitutionally, you know what we risk? We risk then having the outside foes see the weakness and decide that this is the time. This is the time. Right now, they see our weakness at the southern border. That's why we have caught folks from 75 different countries entering our southern border. I mean, the apparatchiks within the Democratic Party see that as a political advantage. Therefore, they're letting the border flood in with millions of people because they perceive that that will give them political power perpetually. But what the risk factor is, and it's being seen, it's being viewed. Everybody in the world, every terrorist in the world knows that. Hey, you can slip right in the United States. They got their back door wide open. So come on. That weakness has been seen, and it's being used, I believe, today. And we're going to see a 9/11 event again in the future of America. It more than likely won't be stopped because the left is more concerned with power than they are with protection. They're more concerned with power than they are the preservation of our constitutional rights and liberties. It's all about power. It's all, and that will very much be the case, I believe, with the Antichrist. It'll be all about the power. Of course, it's spiritual. It's a spiritual play. And these folks on the left, they don't understand. It's a spiritual play, and that's where our real concerns lie. What's next? What's next on the horizon for America, for the body of Christ, and in the end, how all of this will play out according to the Scripture?
Yes, that's the thing that is exciting to me, fascinating to me, yet sad when we see it. In fact, it is frightening talking about the different agencies, the federal government, that's spying on us. The IRS is one, and you touched on that earlier in our dialogue and discussion. Here's an article that says that IRS makes extraordinary determination. Biblical values are exclusively Republican. And they go on to talk about how IRS has already determined that if you are a Christian, if you hold to biblical values, This article says, in a letter in May to IRS, urged the Christian engaged was not eligible for 501c3 status, in part because of biblical values and biblical teachings, which are generally affiliated with the Republican Party, and therefore they denied their application for the 501c3. So the IRS has already tagged us, we as Christians, that if you got biblical values, automatically you're a Trump follower, automatically you're a Republican, automatically you're to be turned down or rejected. And here's an article that says the DHS asked all Americans to report potentially radicalized friends and family members. And they go on to say how they're setting up through this domestic terrorist act, setting up a call line so that if you are working with someone, if it's a friend, a relative, neighbor, a family member, and you're working with them, you see them, and you think they may be saying something online, they may be saying something with Twitter or with Instagram, etc., that may be antithetical to the government, so therefore they can simply report you and bring the whole federal government down against you. Recently, a 69-year-old preacher was arrested and his home ransacked because he was in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. Never mind the fact he was not near the Capitol, he was not in the Capitol, or not even at the Trump rally. But they're going through everybody that was in Washington, and if they are conservative or Christian, they're deeming them as to being guilty until they prove their innocence. Greg, we've got about 45 seconds before our broadcast is over. With all that is said, we realize that it's coming to a conclusion where the Antichrist steps on the scene. Take about 15, 20 seconds and say to our listeners what we need to understand as Christians.
I'd say as Christians, you need to realize we're not second-class citizens. And even Paul within the Scripture, he identified himself as a Roman and asked, is it lawful that you scourge a man that's a Roman? And he claimed his rights. And as believers, we need to consider the words of Jesus Christ. He says, if you continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen. Greg, thank you for taking time to join us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
South of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.